Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart. And you'll never lose. Awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit. Like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
Welcome to another edition of the Healing Fountain Show. In fact, this is week 121, and for the first time ever, we're honoured to welcome Risa in just a few moments. He's the most incredible channeler of light and messages, and so he has a lot to talk to us about shortly. But before we bring him on, we're going to say hi to Gary over there in America, the inimitable Gary Moore. Are you there, Gary?
Hi, Jen, Christy. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Healing Fountain. Yes, this is a special occasion to have our dear friend and creator of the Gold Ring on with us on this show. This is a first for us, isn't it?
Yes, it definitely is. And he's not only the creator of the Gold Ring, he's created thousands of videos and sister sites, the Gifted Ones and Healing Fountain websites as well. And he also channels beautiful New Age music. But the most important thing we're going to speak about, in fact, we need a show just to discuss Risa and his talents. He's also a great guitar player. But today we're going to be talking about his exciting new book, Beloved I Am, The Christ Within. And it's absolutely beautiful. I've got my copy. Have you got yours, Gary?
It's a beautiful book. Yes, Brooke has a copy, and I've seen it, and I perused through it, and it's right here, and it is a beautiful piece.
Well, I think it's the nicest book I've seen. In fact, it's my new Bible.
Well, it's right up there writings like that, like the Bible or the Tao, if you will. And it will affect, in a good way, anyone who reads it. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautifully written, beautifully illustrated volume.
By Lily
and
Moses.
It will, the words are powerful, and they will affect whoever reads it in
they
a good
very
way.
Very powerful. Well, I've already invited the angelic realm, so wherever you are in the world, we're in the time of now, as I just said on that pre-recording, and this is a completely live show, apart from the odd recordings that we play. So if we invite the angelic realm, take it from me, they are here right now with you, wherever you are. And we'd just like to ask you to light your candles. We're not doing a ceremony tonight because we have too much to get through, but we do light our candles to signify that we're a healing circle of love and light. So if you'd like to do that now, it also represents the light we take out into the world to help other people to light their lights if they so wish. And also fire is a very powerful tool, which when added to prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals, which are as usual to send love, light and healing out to all mankind, the nature wave, and right down into the heart of Gaia. So if you'd like to do that now, and I've also lit my Nag Champa, which smells divine, purifies the atmosphere and also creates positivity, which is what we all need to be living in and creating right at this moment while the Earth is in the big shift. Okay,
yes.
Then, so we're just going to play a little intro to the Christ Within book. It's actually a fabulous book, and shortly coming out will also be a CD which you can buy to accompany, and this is a little taster.
Speaking is the Christ within, who is the keeper of the violet flame, who opens the heart to love, who brings devotion, trust, respect, and cherishes you with grace. In every step of your path, the Christ within is your deepest center, is your heart, your divine heart, and brings you into alignment with a higher light. And so as you reach within deeply, you will find this energy waiting in silence and peace and rest and pleasure. For it is the energy of the divine feminine flame that holds you in the caress of spiritual enlightenment and abundance. She radiates a golden aura and holds a pure, deep center of the greatest love, of the most beautiful presence, of the most mysterious oneness that is in you. She speaks.
Open up your mind to your inner teacher and let this teacher bring you to a greater understanding. This inner teacher is your Christ within. The Christ within speaks to you as God and Goddess, male and female. And from the center, where there is only love, your heart. Allow your mind to walk past your boundaries. Feel the distinctions between bodies and ideas fade away. Feel with your heart this information, light, and wisdom. Go beyond what you have read and have been taught. Listen to the words. Watch as they enter and see them. Be patient and wait for the answers to your questions. Build up trust and have the integrity to hold the character you have begun to express. Allow yourself perfection in this moment.
Your nature is as clean and pure as white starlight, and is reflective of divine wisdom. I wish perfection for you, and in my eyes you are perfect. I only see your light. The wisdom and understanding you wish for is yours. Open up and see Christ in each person, in the very center within. If it is your intent to bring love into your heart, see it, feel it, and know it in all others. Open your eyes to light. It is all around you, even as your eyes are closed. Know that I am with you. You are given this knowledge in every instance. In your mind, you face constant boundaries and say they are reality. You are just imagining them and then thinking these limitations are real. The reality is you are free and free beyond boundaries. Imagine this instead. Open up the channel to your heart center. Allow your body to feel emotion. This is what you can do. You are free to accept love. Ask for love before all. I am the Christ within. The Christ within can only bring you forgiveness and release. You are not evil, poor, or hurtful. You are always loved and cared for. You are not in shame. You are always forgiven and always seen in the light. The truth is, you have forgotten your higher powers. There has been a mistake made here. The mistake is based in emotions. The emotions have been subverted. Emotions are not bad, but there is a difference between positive and negative emotions. Negative emotions have become food of those beings that wish to take power from you, rather than receiving it from the source of all creation. This possession is evil because it is based in fear, not in love. It is based in separation from source. It is allowed, but it is selfishness and not appropriate for you. I bring you happiness, not pain. Pain is the false doctrine. You are forgiven of your fear of God. The infinite Creator only loves you and wants your return. The infinite Creator's love will never hurt you. Come home.
Wow. How powerful is that?
Right. Yeah.
We're going to bring, do we want Ash and Rice on together or separately?
Well, let's bring everybody on and just create this whole big party. Why not?
Yeah, why not? Party time here at the Healing Fountain. Okay.
I got to tell you that, you know, listening to that again evokes some memories of my own. You know, when Ash and Doe was passing through Colorado and she and I got together and did some recording of the Christ Within material. This was back in 2009. And then listening to Omarion's voice again, all that, you know, brings some special memories just for me in the creation of all this, or, you know, in the helping of it. But it's good to hear those recordings again. Anyway,
brilliant.
Welcome,
well,
everyone.
Muted,
can
everybody.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, yes.
Yes.
Hi, welcome. Riza.
Excellent. Hi. And is Ash on here as well?
We've unmuted the mic.
Okay. Well, she's just downstairs, so I'm sure she'll...
I have muted myself.
Oh, right.
Oh, okay, there you are. There
hi, Ash. Well, you sound fabulous on there as well.
Thank you.
Well, to get into this, we're happy to be releasing this work, and this is as good a place as any to release it, because it's a book of healing. And we said it was going to be completed, and the physical book is completed, and it's really beautiful. And I have it open to the page that was just read by Ash and Omarion. And so if you want me to go through it or something, I can, and discuss each element of it, or would you rather just discuss your overall why this is a book of healing and where we're going with it?
Yeah, we should do that generally first, and then, I mean, mm-hmm. there are such a lot of pages in it, aren't there? It's a huge book, 145 pages, is it? Or 146, something like that. And, you know, so if you could just speak generally about it, and then we'll do page 24 and 28, pages 24 and 28, because we do have recordings to go with those as well, don't we? So
yeah.
whatever you
yeah,
wish.
Let's talk about that first chapter, that first page. You were the author of the entire piece, and could you share with us how all this came about and how it occurred to you and what prompted you to write it all down, et cetera?
Okay, well, as with many of you, I've always been interested in the other side of things. So I studied philosophy in college, and the religious studies department didn't make me learn a foreign language, so I chose that one. A certain pragmatism in it, but I enjoyed the classes, you know, greatly, because it was about Eastern religions and about ways of looking at things differently. And this was, but in that way, I learned astrology, and by learning astrology, I became a counselor for a lot of people in school and stuff. And then I did it on and off for a number of years. And when I was in Utah, I did a lot of astrology, and so I was working with a lot of people, and I was reading some of the books, like Barbara Marciniak was just bringing things out. And so in my travels with so many people through their, you know, people only come to you if they have some sort of painful episode, you know. So if you're in healing, if you don't want to deal with pain, then you're in the wrong job.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, so I have to deal with a lot of people's pain and assist them through that, through processes of grief, processes of loneliness, processes of shame, processes of just trying to feel of value in a world where that doesn't value you or give you any credit. And, you know, these were some of the biggest issues. And most of my clients came from the you know, feminine side, you know, where they weren't able to really be that side of themselves. So, you know, I got a pretty good understanding of how it felt. And I just wanted to connect as well with, I was working with different people who were like channels as well, and enjoyed their work and, you know, got to know how they were doing it. And so I learned, and I don't really want to call it channeling in the sense of channeling an outside entity. It's more like you're channeling just higher portions of your mind. And that is something that we all do. But in this case, I feel like I pretty much channeled the whole sense of the midlife crisis for everybody. And also the one that it means that you have to awaken your own higher self energy. And, you know, and that generally needs to be accomplished right around your midlife point to have a chance to really, you know, enact it. So people feel a lot of pressure in that time. And the Christ Within is also about, you know, overcoming the religious indoctrination and mind control that people have on that side of themselves, where they are in real difficulty in trying to make sense of the whole thing. So anyway, so the energy just kind of came through like automatic writing or just communicating. But I looked at it more like I wanted to connect up with the inner Christ, you know, not the Jesus outer Christ, but the inner Christ.
Okay.
So I just felt the energy of the feminine come, you know, through. And that's the intellectual explanation. The real explanation is, hey, I was just listening.
And you've been channeling for about 20 years, haven't you, Liza?
What's that?
This book has been on the go for about, is it 15 or 20 years?
Oh, yeah, I did that all back in the early 90s, 94 mostly, 93, 94.
And you don't feel that you've got anyone else above your higher self who is giving you information?
No.
No, I just wanted to get that clear because we are all the Christ within. We are all possible... are capable of being the Christed ones, and Jesus came to earth to tell us how to do it, along with Buddha and other people like Krishna. Is that
what
you
white buffalo calf woman? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, they're still here. That's one of the things
that
people have to get over. These energies are still here. So I look. You know, at a point, I said, well, should I name this energy? You know, and so I thought, well, Krishna would be a good name. C-H-R-I-S-A-N-N-A. Anna means mother and Christ. So it's the anointed mother, you know, the divine feminine. So, you know, the energy of being purely, you know, spiritually aligned in femininity is not allowed in the present patriarchy, and so you see the elements of spirituality always subservient on the feminine side, which it shouldn't be, because the feminine side of each individual is the gateway to the ultimate mystery, which you can't find or experience spirituality unless you surrender to this, you allow your heart to be surrendered and you go within that zero in consciousness, you know. So, I can use a lot of technicalities to bring it, but, you know, it's presented really pretty clearly here in the message. It says, open up your mind to your inner teacher. And that inner teacher is your way. And so this inner teacher brings you these greater understandings, not the intellectual side. And then the Christ within speaks as God and goddess, male and female, from the center where there is only love, your heart. And see, this is moving us to move into unification. So And the way it's written is designed to do that, where you need to allow your mind to walk past all your boundaries until your distinctions fade and fill with your heart, you know, this information. Because we have to repurify our energies because we've made a mistake. And the mistake is not trusting our own inner self. And so it's a real simple kind of motherly, sisterly life. You know, she's not going to go out and, you know, do a bunch of miracles and, you know, that sort of thing. The miracle is going to happen within each. And so, you know, when I look at the opposition to the Christian religions, you know, it's hard for them to oppose it, but they will just, you know, label it such that this nullifies Jesus, so to speak, which it does. I want it to. I want it to nullify the idol worship that, you know, Jesus has become. And I'd like to see the feminine Christ within each individual nullify the world's vision of Jesus and bring it into a much more conscious awareness of what the Christ energy really
is. Well, he's now referred to as the cosmic Christ, isn't he? He, she. And I know there's such a lot of feminine energies all sort of coming to earth right now at this moment. It's been particularly hard for men to acknowledge their inner feminine energies, hasn't it? Because they've got to have this macho persona.
Well, that's actually the part of it. You know, this is to heal male shame, just as it is important to bring feminine empowerment. The back of the book was written with the energy of Marisa and Ash and I think Shelly and myself. And it says, this is the back cover. It says, "We stand on the edge of a quantum evolutionary arc, the covenant of the Divine One, the Christ within you, the greatest love story ever told. The reappearance of spiritual consciousness is within as divine feminine Christ energy. Humankind has evolved through thousands of years of the material world under a patriarchal structure. For the evolution of the soul and the elevation of unity consciousness, our creativity, intuition, emotions, and heart-centeredness are key to integrating wholeness. In these times, the feminine energies are being empowered and the masculine is being healed to be in harmony. Allow these words to touch the shell of fear, to heal the unhealed shame and blindness of power. The doorway is open for you to enter and know this consciousness as your own. In the moments of surrender is the love of the beloved I am. The second coming of Christ is within."
Right.
And so that's the back cover.
And someone has just written in the chat room that the book is psychoactive. It's a big word this time of night.
It is. It's one of those books where you can read and then put down and then, you know, live life for a while and pick back up and read the same passage and get a different message from the same passage, like the Bible or the Tao or many, many other spiritual volumes. So it's like that.
But it's also stimulating your mind and your brain or your heart probably.
The spirit,
most,
right?
Yeah, the heart and the spirit to live out what the book is all about.
And this honoring the divine feminine is very important. We were talking about White Buffalo Calf Woman. I mentioned her a second ago. And she was the woman who brought the sacred pipe to the Lakota people. So I'm kind of reflecting back on my Native teachings. And so that honoring the divine feminine was always kind of built in. After all, the pipe was brought by a woman representing the Christ energy, the similar energies. So it is healing for men to surrender and allow this divine feminine, which has always presented itself, it's always been here. Bringing life into the world is no little thing. And there's a very wonderful alchemical transformation that happens when a man simply approaches that with honor and allows that through honor rather than fear.
Yeah, that's very well said, Gary. I appreciate that. And really the shame of the patriarchy that has come upon everyone is witnessed in the world, and you see this as what's happening to the planet. I remember last year when Fukushima went up,
we
understood that Shima meant Earth and Mother. And
right.
You could guess what the first part of the name was.
We won't go there. It's a family show.
We won't go there.
What Gary said demonstrates that we are one, and there is one source. And so the divine feminine energies are also appearing for followers of Buddha, Krishna, Allah, and everybody else, aren't they?
Well, that's the whole point, that the beloved I am is everybody's inner being. And in that way, the feminine represents the negative pole of the energy, where there is the mystery of life's creation, and it's the mystery of electrical creation. What causes that pull between the masculine and the feminine to be created in the spinning of the vortex? And so when you look at that, you see the kundalini, the spiralings, the 12 helixes, the 72 helixes, the 108 helixes. You know, all these things are part of the awakening consciousness of our multidimensional self. And when you allow the Christ energy of the feminine side to come up, it enhances the masculine side. And right now, the overall functioning of our lives are out of balance, because the feminine side of each of us has been undervalued, and the masculine side is in kind of a reactive remorse, shame, guilt, violence, and wishing to get over that, while the feminine side is in this, resentful, kind of angry, abused feeling of not being given any sort of power, because when you talk about all these the goddesses, you might as well just, what's the difference between that and, the same sort of subservience. The Christ within, beloved I am energy, is equal and every bit as important as the male Christ energy, because they're totally equal. And so the Christianity has created this real negativity around the image of the only Son of God and all this stuff, because it creates a dysfunctional family right off the bat. So
exactly, right.
But I think what a lot of people have a problem getting their head around is that the Christ returning to Earth is all of us as a unity, because we are all one, rather than one person coming back, the cosmic Christ coming back on his own to save the world. Is it not all of us as one Christ energy, one cosmic Christ?
Yeah. Well, you can just rephrase and see the Christ energy as the fifth dimension. It's very easy to understand it in that way, because it's love consciousness and it's unity and it's the teaching consciousness. All these other derivations and insanities are based around the fourth dimension, because you can play all the roles of the gods and goddesses in that fourth dimensional realm. And it's astrally sticky thought substance that when you do create thought forms, they stick around for a while and they're in everybody's head. But when you're in the fifth dimensional Christ consciousness, you're in a holographic matrix where everybody's a singularity. And in that singularity, everyone's functioning in their own power center. And that own power center is that shared, unified, whatever essence you want to call it, that's unpolarized, where nobody
right.
has a motivation, you know. And so you can call that heaven as well, but, you know, it is. And it's the bliss experience that you experience, the mist, the mystic mist, you know. But when you... try to describe, you know, consciousness like this in the terms of humanity, this isn't going to happen. The only thing that we can really do on this level is try to connect to and hear that frequency and then live our lives in some sort of accordance with that, you know, like resonance or harmony. So if you can hit that frequency, you know, the energy that of Christ energy that you can download into your life, then you can entrain that to different areas of your life that will bring you more love and more creativity to everyone you are with. And so that's the best we can do here, I think.
Yeah, it's so difficult for us because we haven't actually been to the fifth dimension, have we? Have you, Risa?
Every
night. I hope I'm not putting you on the spot asking you this.
No. People get there every night for a little bit. You go through a dream state where you hit it. But most of the time people are in fourth dimensional stress.
Yeah, that's true.
But fifth dimensional dream time is just really pure rest. And, you know, people that like Graham Hancock and Terrence McKenna and all these guys, you know, spoke about DMT, which is the substance that is emitted by your brain. It's a natural brain substance that connects you to the realm, I guess you would call it, as they say, you know, between death and life. And you only experience that state of consciousness, on that physical substance when you go into a dream state or when you die and or when you're born, you're in that kind of state of consciousness. And it's a chemical that's, I don't know what it's called or anything, but in that state where you're between life and death is where you are always. You're always blinking on and off between life and death. And so this particular situation is learning how to experience the other side. So the life side is kind of the physical consciousness connection to the silver cord, and the golden cord to the heart is almost a state of complete bliss, or what many people call death, you know. And so that's kind of where you're in between. And this awakening process is being able to awaken to that state of consciousness without it being controlled by the physical mind, you know, physical, you know, brain and all your different predilections and, you know, connections to what's right and what's wrong. But, you know, the Christ within is just really wanting to come and bring peace to everybody's heart. And that peace is a fifth dimensional experience.
Well, I actually went to the seventh dimension. Well, I think I did. I went to the Great Logos, I was told it was called, the central sun, and stood before the light. And I remember consciously choosing to work for the light when I came back. If I got to come back. So that was an absolutely amazing experience for me, which absolutely changed my life, as it would. And you know, so I can only sort of go off what happened to myself personally when everybody talks about their experiences and how awakening or enlightenment or et cetera changes their life or affects them. It's different for everybody probably, isn't it?
Absolutely. If we have Ash here, maybe she could speak to this, because I'm not really sure I really, you know, brought the real clarity of, you know, when you read and understand and you work with the book, you find yourself changing. And that's what it's supposed to do. And,
I heard Ash speak about it. And Ash put it really well when I heard her speak before about it.
Hi, I'm here. I had myself
busy. Oh,
this is a wonderful show. Thank you.
This is wonderful having you guys on. You neither one of you have been on the show before. So this is really, really wonderful.
Oh, I have.
No, I don't remember you being on us. Unless I had an
eye.
Right.
That's
welcome back.
Couple of times and I only remembered once, but anyway. Anyway, welcome back. How you doing?
I'm very busy creating. I've become an artist lately and working on the Spanish version of the Beloved I Am book so that it'll be available as soon as possible, you know, for the Spanish speaking world. And we also have the French translation and the Croatian underway. So
wonderful.
And the Dutch version, Giovanda, was working really hard at with some friends earlier. I think she's on her own with it right now. I'm not positive, but anyway, we should be able to, when the site opens, release it in a number of languages. So,
great.
But
go ahead. Share your
to the divine feminine, the book demonstrates it when in many, many ways. And the more you connect with it, the more you understand that. And everyone who worked with it was demonstrated what the divine feminine is in many ways, and in a lot of variety of ways for the different people working on the project. But it definitely brought in a lot of awakening and a lot of intuitiveness. And when we were, you know, working with editing the words and adding the nice florals and designs in it, it became obvious that it had a will of its own. It had to become a portal. Every page had to become a portal. And the energy behind the book was just not allowing it to go forward until it was completely divine feminine in energy. And so little things had to be adjusted so that the reader would be magnetized to it. And we didn't really realize all that until it was completely done, and we were trying to upload it. And nope, wouldn't work for no reason at all that made any sense. And we went back to check a few pages and found a few things that we were guided to make some adjustments to. And then once that was done, it was a big okay from the female voice above, and then uploaded right away.
Wow.
The entire process of this book was magical from when it began. And he read a passage of it on the radio a few years ago. I had chakra activations from top down. And we were, let's get this out to the world. And then while working on it, we had Javonda and Lynn Lightheart and Nanainko and so many people, Liz Bunnell, and, you know, helping Tammy. I don't want to forget anyone, but I can name more after. But basically, when it began, everybody was pouring their energy into editing it and doing voice practicing for it and whatnot. And there was at least four of us having an identical dream. And it was of a woman carrying an ankh with roses and bumblebees everywhere and long dark hair and opalescent gown. And I had no idea what this dream was. And then as I talked to Flowing Now, Stephen, he had the same dream. And then Risa did a vision quest with Mia, Abundantly Harmonic. And she described the same dream in her vision quest. And then Golden Waves from New Zealand. So we're all having this vision, and we hadn't met the artist yet. And then I was awakened in the middle of the night with Melchizedek 144. And then the next day, Melchizedek 144 joined the gold ring. So I messaged him and said, I knew you were coming.
Wow.
And he was like, how did you know? And I said, well, I don't know, in the middle of the night, your name. And he said, well, what else do you dream of? So I told him, and he said, hang on a sec. And he went and got Lily Moses. They were friends at the time. And he said, tell her what you just told me. So I did, and then she sent me the painting of the cover, and she says, I've been waiting for 2 years to meet you. I've known that I'm to be, you know, collaborating on a book, The Beloved I Am, and I have all the vine work and artwork done for it.
Wow. That's amazing.
Well,
that's
you know, when you and I got together and did the work on it, it was another activation. It was affecting me as well. I wasn't impervious to that stuff either. It's really amazing. Yeah.
Well, I think I joined the Gold Ring about 3 weeks after it was created. And so I think a lot of people were all gathering together at the same time. And, you know, we don't know why, but we will find out eventually.
Well, it was all meant to be, and I'm realizing that there's activation codes. Now, sometimes it's by going physically to a location, and sometimes it's just by hearing or seeing or experiencing something new. They're all portals. They're all activations. And this is a beautiful formula for the healing of a world that's developed a masculine principle competency to the point of self-extension, you know. So
right. It's
imbued in each page. And when you invite yourself and open yourself up and experience it, it's not like a novel you read from one end to the other and just close it and go, okay. It's an experience, and it's intuitive, and the images draw you in. Then the fonts draw you into certain places. And then, of course, Lily Moses' paintings, and then we have healing mandalas in them. So it really reaches all kinds of depths within the heart field that allow people to embody the divine feminine aspect and understand what that means, you know, and live it a little better each time. So it's always magical. Thank you.
Wow. Would you like me to play the accompanying track to page 24, Ash?
Sure.
Okay, we'll give
All
it
right.
a spin, and then we can discuss page 24. That's about the child within.
The word truth is the way of your soul. Enter the kingdom. You want more power. You want to know a powerful truth that will move you off the doorstep and into the kingdom. This is the truth. You are not in any way powerful. You are not courageous. You are not loving. You have none of these attributes outside of the kingdom. This is the truth. You have nothing until you enter the kingdom with willingness. Let go of the false pride that makes you want to keep gaining knowledge of things. This is not important until you come into the kingdom and find yourself.
Accept and forgive yourself for dreaming a false reality. Reality is not what you manufacture on the astral plane of desires or in the fanciful ideas inherent in the volumes of thoughts pervading the galaxies. Reality is the power in you to be a channel of Christ. This power is yours, and it is yours always. Accept your power willingly, and accept it fully. Make the plan real, to be understood by all. This is power.
The theme of your life is when? When will you let go of the world that holds no value? When will you fulfill your promise? You are the promise of God, the promise of the Father to do good. The will of God is to do good, and you are this promise.
Acceptance. Upon the altar, I accept to go into the night and bring the candle of wisdom, to lead my brothers and sisters to the kingdom. It is made in the divine image, holding presence in silence. I hear a painful cry in the wilderness. I know this is the shroud of a soul lost to knowledge of this kingdom. The gift of life gives us life, forever replenished, like the fountains of water springing up through the earth. I am unlimited light and abundant energy. Light flows up through my feet and down through my eyes and meets in the center of my being to form a star. I am this star that radiates out to you and brings you inward with the magnetism of wisdom and the attraction of love. The gift of life is given with pleasure, wisdom, and the love of the source of all creation.
The threshold. If I could give you a special gift this day, it would be to say how special this very moment is. Listen and hear only the sound of silence. Listen for the peace of soundlessness. Hear peace in every thought and know love in every moment of silence. The music of silence knows only rapture. Words lose their touch when the gift is life.
Grace is in every instant. I am, so I am. I am the Christ within.
Gift, page 54.
Right. And all I got to say is, wow.
No, absolutely, yeah, amazing.
Yeah. So beautiful, yeah.
Are you still there, Raja?
Yes, I am. And
right.
It's really good going along with it in the book as you're listening to it, and it's really one of the first times I've done that. It is the first time I've done that. Because we actually have Dwayne Hartman and Dina Lemura, who have done all the voices for a new, a little bit higher quality version. But I just really love Omarion and Ash's voice together as far as the way it's presented and their flow. So, but it's good. You know, we want this to be a collective creation of, you know, every energies. And Ash gets to hear her voice a little bit here and there, right?
Yeah. It's a new dimension, isn't it, when you hear the words and see them as well? Excuse the pun.
Yeah, it just kind of brings it all together, right?
Yes. Wow.
Yeah. And again, you know, this book is, I hope, to be a kind of a crossover to transform or help people find more to religion than they have. I think on the majority of cases, people have found religion through waking up in it one day and say, you're a Catholic, you're a Protestant,
right.
Or you're a Jew, and whatever it is. And so there hasn't been any decision made on it. There's been no sort of understanding of what religion means. And religion is a word that means to bind up with the higher aspects of life and your divine self, you know, the creator. And in that place, you find out who you really are. And so this one was about the truth, because the, you know, Jesus the Christ, you know, spoke that he was the way, the truth, and the life. And in this book, it also speaks about what the feminine Christ is, how she is, you know, the power of this other side to bring the truth into manifestation. So that's why it was saying, you're not powerful, you're not this, you're not anything, unless you're part of this collective superstructure of feminine energy. Because feminine energy has a sharing that it's based around, that is much more sympathetic, whereas the male energy is much more analytical and manifesting. And so the community of the feminine world has been lost as well. We talked about the history and the killing off of all the midwives and the healing practices that women had gained through their past life, past, you know, and handed down through generations. And so that the truth is that we need that realliance of what feminine energy means. And we don't have it anywhere in the culture. There's no such thing as feminine energy. There's a lot of people with feminine bodies, but there's very right. little what you would call feminine energy on the planet.
A sympathetic, nurturing, like, communal energy, right.
Mm-hmm. And that's not the responsibility of people in feminine bodies either. You know, I'm not trying to say that. Just like people in male bodies, you know, there's more problems with that occupation or species, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
You know, I didn't want to attack directly. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, I was just going to say, I've got a feeling that when we pass over, we're neither male nor female, or we're both. And I think there's no sort of between the two, is there? Because you're balanced and you're both. And I think probably that's what we're trying to achieve here, the balance between the masculine and the feminine in one body.
Right, the integration of both.
Mm. What do you think about that, Raisa?
Well,
is that
absolutely.
What you're saying?
Yeah, you were just restating what I said, that the Christ consciousness is fifth dimensional, because you have to be out of polarity in order to be in that kind of state of balance.
I don't think it necessarily means androgyny. It's just inclusiveness of the feminine and masculine. And we have the opportunity in this dimension to be in that inclusive energy rather than denying it.
Right.
Yeah, the divine male and the divine female are both opposite, polar opposites of you, if you will, of the exact same energy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, but when you bring it into context, you have to, you know, bring it into context with what our cultural situations are about. And our cultural situation has limited the appearance of the feminine Christ until this time, just this period of time where it just naturally is coming up through people. You see this awakening energy is that side, is, you know, the side of the attraction to the spiritual, you know, as in people will move towards the beauty and love of the Christ, you know, energy rather than feeling fearful of it. There's been this whole energy of the fear of it, and people are afraid to say the words, you know, because they've been subjugated by, you know, these false doctrines, and that's the subject of, you know, where the power comes from, because, you know, the energy of the feminine Christ, when she gets a hold of you, she doesn't let go until you get it right, you know, because the Christ energy is about teaching. You know, here's and voice, Christ speaks in many ways in many voices. The way is within, though, always, you know, that you go within.
And always.
This combination of divine father and mother energy is just the necessary step to create a functional life for people. Because Christ consciousness is an imperative part of each individual's being. You know, that you have a Christ consciousness. It's just how are you accessing it?
Right. Well, shall we get on with page 28, or else we're going to run out of time. We're going to need another show for the meditation. Should we play, what's page 28 about then, Risa? Because I thought 24 was about the child, but it's not. It was about the gift, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, that's fine. I think maybe the meditation would be best, but I think Ash wants to say a little bit more because I don't think I'm really getting the point across.
Oh, I'm not sure. Just the simple primordial truth that's been overlooked there through centuries is the feminine holds the mystery of creation. Without the feminine, nothing new can be born. Nothing new can come into existence. And if we all look back in times where we were creative, these were inspiration points. When you can focus only on what you're doing and you're so full of passion, it's an inspiration. And that is part of the divine feminine energy. And it doesn't mean that men can't have it. They most certainly do, and it's obvious.
Sure.
On the planet. It's just the acknowledgement that this is, you know, an energy, an energetic form that we embody. And like I said before, it's demonstrative in the book, and it helps a person to embody that. And it's the thing I love about this too is it doesn't deny like the light workers, where you hear them burying their heads in the sand to the negativity. It doesn't do that. It brings it up front, and it addresses it, and it heals it, it acknowledges it, and forgives it. It helps everyone do that through a variety of different emotional blocks as well. So, you know, it's all a tool. It's a very key tool. And, you know, over the past 2 years when we tried to publish it much sooner, it was obvious, like, that it won't be born until the baby's ready. And that energy is also
right.
A divine feminine characteristic. You know, it has to be fully baked.
Right, well, it was more than just divinely inspired. It had the hand of the divine all the way through the entire process, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was more than just divinely inspired. It was divine all the way through. So it was all perfect.
Right. Well, if you don't mind then, we'll get playing Rises Meditation. It's absolutely beautiful. And you've heard this one, haven't you, Gary? And if everyone wants to just relax and enjoy this meditation by Risa.
And Ash, she did a beautiful meditation this morning.
Meditation.
It was also beautiful.
Thank you. Breathe with me now.
Oh, it is Ash.
Breathe in and feel the embrace of my surrendered heart. Hold you in the depth of my comfort and pleasure. Feel with all your spirit the release into me as you are giving to me by breathing in my energy. This is the sacred dance of life that gives and receives to each of us in the blessings of time and space. Breathe in as I hold space for you, within as you give to me your spirit. Breathe in deeper and deeper as this feeling surrounds you with the blessed nourishment of my love. Breathe in and fall into my embrace. You are one with me now, and rest now. Rest within the sacred communion of love, where we sing in harmony and resonance. Holding the ecstasy of love in the in-breath, until you are satisfied with the joy and bliss that life provides. Feel again the energy reach to my surrendered heart as the power of light is given to the dreamer to be the living wisdom of the Creator. Attain your heart's desire and your deepest need, for all is held by my loving heart surrendered to your sincere wish. In the divine beauty of your eyes, all is revealed and all is given, for the space is held for you. Now breathe with me now. Breathe out and release in joyous light of shining bliss to beings who listen to the call of love and answer in measure. Feel with all your soul as you give life into the heart of nature and bring the blessings of grace to my beloved world. You touch me with your eyes as they feel the color of my heart change from the emerald to gold to violet. I feel your light shine brighter and brighter as you are the star that shines into infinity. Feel the spiraling energy come down deeper and deeper into your heart as you rest in the deep protection and power of my soul. Now together with me, be in peace and rest within my embrace, for I am the one you have always sought in the eyes of the divine. In timelessness, release all that you are to me so that you may be the empty vessel awaiting more love to pour through your soul. Rest in the garden bed with all that is in the eternal bliss that has always held you so close. It is the Christ within that has loved you, and I am the way and the power to transcend death and be life eternal. You are my beloved I am. Embrace with me your breath of life, so that I may renew your spirit and become one in your heart. It is love that we are made of and love that we share. We are always love, and in this energy field, we heal our bodies with violet light. Share with me now your soul, so that we may go deeper into our heart's fullness. Feel the fountain of love grow and become the divine fires of creation. The fires of physical passion, perfect love, and spiritual devotion bring the power to purify, heal, and ascend our energy into the bliss of ecstasy, which is the doorway of the goddess, who leads you to the Christ within. As you breathe in the pillar of light, it comes from the source of creation, through the central sun, down into the crown of your being. Feel its gentle entry as it tingles with effervescent living light. Breathe this energy into your body in complete surrender with the earth and hold space with her. Allow the energy of the divine breath to descend to the depth of your being, to the very bottom of your heart center, where you feel the original core of your being in the home of the mother. Now allow this energy to germinate in the peace and restful place, which is my womb, as the breath is bringing forth life. The breath of life is the breath of Christ within. Feel this energy begin to surge, slowly and innocently, as it forms into a shining spark. You are a bringer of light every time you breathe, and as you breathe the Christ heart breath, it rises up in three flames of passion, love, and devotion. This is divine acceptance of the surrendered heart. As you feel this energy draw closer to your heart, allow your arms to feel the embrace of the Christ heart, the power of our greatest energy, love. Now within your heart center, you feel the bliss of fullness. It is you who breathes with the Christ heart when you begin to know divine action and the flow of the stream of purity, as in timelessness, you are held in perfection. The goddess is the energy of the heart that holds the doorway open for each soul to enter and to move across the threshold and onto the divine passage, the rainbow bridge of oneness and enlightenment. As you breathe out, the energy of your breath becomes the spirals of millions of universes of perfect replicas of the divine. You are the creator, and this energy spirals upward back to infinite source. The newborn children of the light flow through your blood, emotion, and destiny. You are a creator who in blessed gratitude shines in radiance to enlighten every cell, spirit, and soul. Enter into my heart center. For this doorway is held open for union, and only love can enter. For when you bring only love, the feminine Christ receives you, so we may feel the embrace of the infinite continuum of life's blessed, perfect creation. Be now in full release to become reborn, resurrected, and ascend as you are that which I love. Now you are found sacred and holy in this divine relationship. Hold and sanctify the created space before the next breath. Feel in your arms, reach out to expand in the great circle of life, to call to you again, the flower of creation, to bloom within. Before life may breathe into your body, mind, and heart, bless and give thanks for all that is, and be in oneness with the perfect creation you are and have always been. You are my beloved I Am. I have known your name throughout eternity and throughout the infinite creation of love. You will forever be, and I will always hold you safely within my heart, which is where we find the divine light, the Christ within.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ash. That was absolutely beautiful. And if you've been meditating, it's as well to close your chakras. So just pretend you have drawers. And start at the top of your head. Just go down the chakras, closing the doors. And we'll ask the Archangel Michael to put us into pyramid of purple light for protection as used by the ancient Egyptians. He's taking you by the hand and putting you into the pyramid. She leans at the top with a blue seal. Thank you, Archangel Michael. And thank you to the angelic realm for being with us. And we ask that there be in archives for people listening later. Thank you. Next week we have aviator Phil Haxton. He's coming on to talk about all sorts of things. So
wonderful.
Very popular. Yeah, very popular on the Gold Ring. And did you want to come on and say anything else now, Risa? I think he's still there.
I think he's still there. He may be muted.
Right.
No, I was having an apple strudel.
Well, can have a bit.
She channeled it from one of my past lives as a young protege pianist, you know, from Austria.
I love apple strudel. It's one of my favorites.
And what is wrong with that? But wasn't her meditation wonderful?
Oh,
absolutely beautiful.
Don't even remember doing that.
That means you're doing the job, right? That means you're being the hollow bone. You know, when we get ourselves out of our own way allow things like that up and through us and then have very little or no recollection of it. Yeah, I think you're doing the job. It was absolutely stunning, and it affected everyone within earshot of it.
But the other one has a musical background with Assad's music with it, so somehow I just uploaded the vocal. But it was very powerful in this way, so thank you for presenting it.
Well, you played that one early on your show, right, Risa?
I'm not sure if I played that one. I played Within the Light, which is similar to that. But the meditation is longer, and it's working with the breath and accepting the Christ heart and allowing it to surrender to, you know, the consciousness. But you know, this is a great show. I really appreciate you letting us have some time with you, Jan. You know,
it's our pleasure.
Absolutely.
You've been doing this now for 2 years straight, if I'm not mistaken, at least.
Yeah, about that. 121 weeks this week.
Fabulous.
Has it been that long?
Wow.
Yeah.
My goodness.
So I've really enjoyed it, and the people who listen in and come into the chat room help us to co-create a wonderful energy. They really do.
Mm-hmm.
Mentioned that the Beloved I Am is the book itself is only one big part of what is transpiring, but we're co-creating with Magenta Pixie and Vela Marisa and Paloma Vida and Shelley and Red, and a team of incredible empaths, psychics, intuitives, and Akashic readers, the Rose Code. And the Rose Code is an intuitive deck to access the Divine Feminine Akashic Records, and it's incredible what's going on with this team. And we're creating essences, because the what we want to do is bring everything in the highest vibration forward that we can for people to embody the Christ consciousness. And essences are a very powerful tool, and it's mentioned in Vedic texts, in the Bible, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These were initiation tools and rites, and we have some combinations that we're coordinating to open the throat chakra, crown chakra, and sacral chakra. We're doing others as well. These are where the major blockages are. So anyway, there's a whole bunch of things growing from this, which Magenta actually predicted. It wouldn't just
be a
book.
So a whole bunch of segues or addendums to the original manuscript. Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, it's a key, it's a tool, and it's not one thing. It's getting connected to that vibration, that energetic, and so we're honored to be able to, co-create this and bring it forward.
Well, the essences are from a higher vibration, aren't they? And they take you to a higher vibration. And they used to use frankincense and myrrh, didn't they?
It's
to anoint people
proven.
With. Yes, it is.
Yeah, sesquiterpenes, I think, they open passageways between in the brain, between the right and left hemisphere. It opens up functions and different parts of the mind that are normally not active. So, a lot of people have used incense in meditation. There's specific combinations of them that are more powerful, and that's we're working to create these really high vibrational products or tools, I should say.
Dying to smell at those. I love the smells of them. They're absolutely beautiful.
Yes.
I brought some back from Egypt when I went. And also, Madeline Kennedy sent me some absolutely beautiful ones as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, she produces some too. Mm-hmm.
We're quickly running out of time. Oh. So we hope you come back on again sometime soon and carry on with the book, because we didn't get to do page 28. So
yes, please come back.
Yes, please do. And hello and goodbye to the other chat room as well, the synchronized show that the people in the other chat room, we didn't say hello to them either. Sorry, Riza, what were you saying?
I don't remember leaving. So we don't need to come back. We'll always be there.
That's true.
Oh, that's true.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to say goodbye.
Anytime you want, we can do it.
Thank you very much.
Please come back to this show.
Everything's changing and everybody's changing, so we're going to give this one a spin on the way out. Thank you. Bye and good night and good day and God bless everyone.
Thank you, Ashley and Noah. Thank
bye,
you, Risa.
Yeah, thank you, everybody.
I love you all.
Oh, that sounds good.